today. We're going to talk about the second Alka Rocket Challenge. When I first heard about this, I thought, what? I need to find out more about it. And we have with us astronaut, physician, chemical engineer. She's got a long list of things, but I like the part that the astronaut on September 12, 1992, she was part of the crew of the Space Shuttle Endeavour. We have with us Dr. Mae Jemison. Good morning, Dr. Jemison. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm really excited to be here joining you, too. I heard about the cold, huh?
Oh, yeah. But that, you know, that's what happens at this time of the year. Let's talk about this. This is the second year for this Alka Rocket Challenge. Tell us what this is all about.
So the Alka Rockets Challenge is a program held by Bayer Corporation to really highlight the importance of innovation in science and technology. And in fact, what it does is take something that we're used to seeing every day and using, which are Alka sodium bicarbonate tablets and stuff, and using it to propel a rocket. And we're working with college students in engineering. So how far can you make a rocket go up in the air propelled by sodium bicarbonate? So you get the physics and the chemistry and everything. And last year, the team from the University of Minnesota actually smashed the record. The record was less than 100 feet. They went over 430 feet in the air. That's taller than the Empire State Building, powered by sodium bicarbonate and water.
Well, we're probably going to get even, I would assume, another record, because a lot of times with science, you build off of someone else's experiments, or you use that as what went right, what went wrong, how to make the improvement, right?
Absolutely. We have some really interesting teams this year. The finalists who will be competing at Kennedy Space Center on December 12th are the University of Minnesota, University of Georgia, Brigham Young University, Cal Poly, Texas Tech. And some of these have been doing rocketry for a long time, but they've been using other kinds of propellants. So being able to sort of look at innovation and creativity, how do you do this? And again, the idea is to highlight the importance of creativity, bring some of the interest alive in a very friendly, competitive way, and sort of really underpin the excitement that goes with meeting challenges. And this is part of Bayer's ongoing work for over the past 20 years since I've been working with Bayer on making science make sense and making science accessible to the public, to every child, because that's what's important, science literacy. And this is just an additional part of the program that's really exciting, because not only will the students have an opportunity to win $30,000, they have the opportunity to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Did they have to go through some sort of process to get this far? Any kind of qualifications involved for these university students?
So it was open to all university students. You had to work in teams, and there were constraints. Like, the constraints are that it could only be propelled by, you know, Alka tablets and water. That was the propellant. No other chemical propellants. You had to have the rocket within a certain length. You had to actually prepare an application that showed that you launched your rocket, you showed a video, what were your thought processes, because a lot of times in this, it's really important how folks think about things, right? And that's what we've been trying to do with Bayer all the time, is get people to think critically every day. And that really sort of contributes to the how we're going to get move forward in this world, as we start having everyone think about what they're doing day to day. And that's really part of the importance also of science and science literacy and technology in our world.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Mae Jemison, talking about this second Alka Rocket Challenge. What's the ultimate? I mean, bragging rights, one thing, Guinness record, there's a cash prize involved, right? Isn't there?
Yeah, there's a cash prize of $30,000 for the team. And, I mean, bragging rights are pretty cool, to say I have a record, you know, in the Guinness Book of World Records. But to say that I've also worked with a team that's won over all these colleges across the United States. But I think that a lot of students are just getting excited because they get to go to Kennedy Space Center. We will be down at Kennedy Space Center where the real rockets launch very soon, right? And so it's really an experience that I think the students who participated, who didn't necessarily become finalists, they have a very important task ahead of them, and they have an important experience behind them. And then you get this whole bringing out the idea of, again, creativity, being able to work through things. I want to do something to make sure that I get this in. My niece lives in Cleveland. My brother and his wife and my niece, Chari, live in Cleveland. So I want to give a shout out to Chari, who's 7 years old. I think she's the next Rocketeer in our family.
Well, I'll tell you what, you are the first woman of color in the world to travel into space. What did that mean to you back in the day? What's it mean to you now?
What it means now is that the responsibility that I have to make sure that we include everyone, and we use the talents that we have available across this world. What it means to me is to bring out the word about science literacy and the importance of science in our daily lives. But it's not just about getting more science. It's about getting the perspectives and the solutions of everyone to be able to move the world forward. When I joined the astronaut program, you know, I was just excited about going into space. I mean, come on. I wanted to go into space. But I recognize, again, I learned a wealth of things while I was in the astronaut program. I hope I contributed a lot as well. But again, it's recognizing that we have these incredible technologies. We have incredible capabilities. How do we bring them to bear to improving life to people around the world? That's part of it. And what I've learned over these years since working with Bayer Corporation is that the most important thing we can do is to support teachers, support creativity, and support hands-on science curriculum that gets people to experiment, to use their ideas, and to think through things.
MakingScienceMakesSense.com is a good place, I see, to visit this as well. And are we going to be able to watch these Elka Rocket Challenges like live, or at some point see who won and how they're... experiments went?
Well, I know we're going to have video on the website at some point. I'm going to ask about whether or not we can get it streamed. I think that would be an incredible idea. So thank you for that, Bruce.
Absolutely. I'm excited about this, as well as all the talk about space these days. We see the landers going to Mars and new things about that. So maybe there's a sort of a renaissance in the youth that might look towards the sky for a career, perhaps.
I mean, it's for a career, and I think it's also one of those things where we have people to understand, you know, what does space have to do with me now? We don't actually think about that. We take it for granted. But the cell phone that people have in their hand where they're asking Siri or Alexa or Bertha, whoever, to give them directions to someplace, right? It's that global positioning satellites you have, weather instrumentation. Our ability to have started working on the ozone, recognizing the ozone problem and solving it. Our ability to farm and look at remote sensing. And then just the materials and the algorithms and like the software, some of the software that use MRI and health and medicine. So it's really about spurring on the use of these things to help us here on Earth, as well as, you know, getting to explore and getting that that adrenaline rush of what we need as humans to push further.
Absolutely.
It's about all of that.
Yep, it's absolutely. And it's why sometimes at night I like to stare at the night sky and look at that and think, what am I looking at? How old is that light that I'm seeing finally getting to me? And all those sort of things that have, you know, our ancestors have seen in the sky in the past. So there's a bit of history up there as well. Dr. Jemison, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, they can go to MakingScienceMakesSense.com to find out more about the second annual ALCA Rocket Challenge. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.